The data indicates absolutely zero evidence of farm waste consumption on the commercial grounds.
Wait, really? Zero.
Yeah, zero. Even at the sampling sites closest to multiple active salmon pens, the plant-based biomarkers remained at trace baseline levels across all sites. The lipid profiles conclusively showed the shrimp were happily consuming their natural seasonal diets.
Welcome to the Aquaculture Podcast Show, the first AI-based podcast in aquaculture, where you'll find cutting-edge insights in everything that's working in aquaculture, nutrition, health, and production.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Revenue grew, so did your hours. The owner's box, buy back 20 a week. Stop hiring for problems automation can solve. Start with Elevate Agents. Don't hire another VA stuck in 2015. Hire a remote AI specialist from Latin who runs AI tools, works in your time zone, and helps your team move faster. Schedule your free strategy call at www.wisevas.io. Zentrix Insights. The right person in the right seat starts with knowing how your team is actually wired. Visit ZentrixInsights.com. Zentrix OS, the business operating system built for teams who are serious about goals, tasks, and measurable results. One platform to run your entire operation.
Usually, when you are tracking inputs in a massive industrial fluid system, engineers use a chemical tracer.
Yeah.
Like injecting a highly visible fluorescent dye into a pipeline just to map exactly where the current flows and, crucially, where it doesn't.
Right. Yeah. It provides the definitive visible flag. It kind of takes all the guesswork out of complex flow dynamics.
Yeah, exactly. But when dealing with open water aquaculture, finding a tracer that is highly accurate and completely safe for the ecosystem is a serious technical challenge. So welcome to today's deep dive, designed specifically for you, the technical professionals driving this industry forward. We're looking at a brilliant application of a biological tracer in a study titled Fatty Acid Composition of Northern Shrimp Pandalus Borealis in Relation to Salmon Aquaculture Locations in Northern Norway by Sovik and colleagues. Yeah. We're exploring how plant-based terrestrial fats in modern salmon feed can be utilized as biomarkers to determine if wild benthic species are consuming aquaculture waste and, you know, what this reveals about farm-site coexistence.
And to pull this off, the researchers couldn't just guess that wild shrimp were interacting with farm waste. I mean, before Sevik and the team could test commercial fishing grounds, they had to prove the methodology in a controlled setting just to see if these specific dietary markers actually accumulate predictably in crustaceans.
Most teams don't have a strategy problem. They have a systems problem. Tasks scattered across tools, goals buried in spreadsheets, and metrics no one actually checks. Zentrix OS fixes that. It's a true business operating system that brings tasks, goals, and performance metrics into one connected workspace. So your team always knows what to do, why it matters, and how they're tracking. No more juggling apps. No more missed accountability. Just a clear, organized way to run your business the way it was meant to be run. If you're ready to stop managing chaos and start managing with clarity, Zentrix OS is built for you. Visit ZentrixOS.com and take control of how your team operates.
Right, so how do they actually validate the tracer?
Well, they ran a 20-day trial. They fed northern shrimp exclusively on modern, commercially available salmon pellets.
Ah.
Yeah, and these pellets use specific terrestrial plant oils, like rapeseed, meaning they're packed with plant-based fatty acids that are just not naturally found in a marine environment.
Right. And how did the shrimp actually process those terrestrial fats? Because that is a totally different lipid profile.
That is the crucial part, actually. The uptick was rapid, but it wasn't uniform across the organism.
Mm-hmm.
The researchers documented a massive spike in these terrestrial fatty acids, specifically within the flexible storage fats.
The ones located in the shrimp's head, right?
Exactly, yeah, the hepatopancreas. It didn't spike in the lean muscle tissue at all, which proves these lipids are highly effective dietary tracers.
So it didn't just spread everywhere. But why the head specifically, rather than the meaty tail section?
It comes down to the underlying biological mechanism. The muscle tissue in the tail is primarily made up of structural fats, which the body strictly regulates.
Right. It keeps them constant, regardless of diet.
Precisely. But the head holds the storage fats, which rapidly reflect whatever the animal just ate.
Okay, I love this. It is essentially a nutritional barcode. Because modern feeds rely on these specific terrestrial plant oils, we can scan those flexible storage fats in the local ecology to see exactly where the feed is going.
Exactly. And that short-term record is what makes this so useful for environmental tracking.
So the barcode works perfectly in a pristine lab tank. But what happens when you take this methodology out into the messy, chaotic environment of a real Norwegian fjord?
Well, the researchers took it straight to commercial shrimp grounds, specifically near active, high-capacity Atlantic salmon production sites, and they compared them against reference sites that were completely free of farms.
And what did the scans reveal? Did the shrimp in the commercial zones light up with that plant-based barcode?
Not at all. The data indicates absolutely zero evidence of farm waste consumption on the commercial grounds.
Wait, really? Zero?
Yeah, zero. Even at the sampling sites closest to multiple active salmon pens, the plant-based biomarkers remained at trace baseline levels across all sites. The lipid profiles conclusively showed the shrimp were happily consuming their natural seasonal diets.
Meaning things like pelagic copepods, benthic organisms, and various marine microorganisms.
Precisely. There were absolutely no signs of pellet dust.
Well, since those biomarkers were entirely absent, it raises a key technical question. Does this data indicate that our current hydrographic modeling is successfully keeping waste plumes entirely away from commercial grounds? Or does it simply highlight that these opportunistic shrimp strongly prefer their natural diet over pellet dust?
It is a great question, and the data suggests it's likely a combination of both. Advanced site selection and hydrodynamic flow modeling appear to be successfully isolating farm waste from these specific shrimp populations.
Which is fantastic news for large-scale aquaculture.
It really is. Furthermore, when abundant natural prey are present, the shrimp actively prioritize those over settling organic matter.
So this study by Sovic and colleagues elegantly proves that terrestrial lipid profiling is a robust, highly precise tool for tracking feed interactions.
Definitely. It provides hard, empirical data supporting the coexistence of high-yield salmon aquaculture and local commercial shrimp populations.
Which brings us right back to our pipeline dye. We have a biological tracer that shows exactly where inputs are flowing and where they aren't.
Yeah, it shows that with precise spatial management, these complex production systems don't have to overlap with adjacent benthic fisheries.
Absolutely.
Every person on your team is wired differently. Some thrive with structure. Others drive results through autonomy. Some process information fast and move on. Others need depth before they decide. And when the wrong person is in the wrong seat, not because of skill, but because of how someone is built, performance suffers and no one knows why. Zentrix Insights maps exactly that. Behavioral patterns, cognitive style, and natural work preferences are all visible in 15 minutes. So you stop guessing who should own what and start putting the right people in the right seats. Because the best teams are not just talented, they are well-placed. Visit ZentrixInsights.com.
But here's a final provocative thought to leave you with. If these terrestrial lipid markers are this precise at proving a lack of interaction, how could you leverage this exact same dietary tracking to optimize the placement and feed efficiency of integrated multitrophic aquaculture systems? Like, could this barcode help design the perfect circular farm?